come back to the United States here for a moment. In recent weeks, arguments over contraception and women's health care have dominated the headlines. And Democrats claim Republicans are on a war against women. They'll take that fight to the Senate today with a push to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. Some Democrats, women mostly, plan to march to the Senate floor to demand quick action on this bill's extension. Joining us now, Lynn Hecht Schafran, Senior Vice President of Legal Momentum, the Women's Legal Defense and Education Fund. Lynn was part of the team that helped then-Senator Joe Biden draft and pass the original bill in 1994. Thanks for joining us, Lynn.
Good morning.
Can you tell us first what exactly the Violence Against Women Act does?
The Violence Against Women Act has essentially two aspects to it. One is statutory. It provides, for example, what's called full faith and credit. If I get an order of protection in New York and I move to any other state in the country, that order of protection has to be respected. The victim doesn't have to start all over again. Then there's the programmatic side. The Violence Against Women Act provides an enormous amount of funding to each and every state in this country to provide services for victims and to train law enforcement and the justice system to improve their response to victims and for prevention efforts.
It's that funding that you just talked about that's actually giving some Republicans pause, including Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. He says that there aren't any safeguards in this bill to ensure how these grants will be spent.
I think the safeguards come from the constant hearings that are held regularly in Congress and the reports that we make to the Muskie Institute about the work that we're doing, advocates coming in, law enforcement coming in. A perfect example, I was just testifying at a hearing for the New York City Council, which has a resolution before it in favor of a reauthorization. The very first witness was the Republican district attorney from Staten Island, who came to talk about what the VAWA funding had meant to his office and the kind of work that he was able to do, the kinds of victim protection and law enforcement he was able to do as a result of that funding.
VAWA, of course, stands for Violence Against Women Act. I wanted to give you another comment from a Republican senator, Ian Jeff Sessions. He says, I favor the Violence Against Women Act and have supported it at various points, but there are matters put on the bill that seem almost to invite opposition. You think that's possible, Jeff Sessions says? You think they might have put things in there we couldn't support, that maybe then they could accuse us of not being supportive of fighting violence against women? Is that a fair complaint?
No, I don't think it is, and this is why. What he's objecting to is aspects of the bill which clarify what has always been true about the bill but required clarification, that services can be provided to LGBTQ victims, that there are ways that we can support immigrants who are victims who are trying to obtain U visas here, which have to do with their status as immigrants and being abused. And also the tremendous attention that we're now giving to Native American women, the violence against women, particularly sexual violence, on Indian lands is enormous. And what's happened is over the years, as this bill has been implemented and reauthorized, we've come to understand that there are underserved populations. When we started working on this bill, which was actually in my office, Legal Momentum, 1991, we began working with then-Senator Biden. The need for protecting Native American women was not on our radar. It's what we've learned as we've gone through the years. And then again, as I say, the necessity to clarify what's always been true of the bill, but that the individuals, they're called stop grant administrators, who award the grants within a state, needed clarification within the bill. Yes, they could provide these services to different populations.
We're speaking with Lynn Hecht Schafran, who's Senior Vice President of Legal Momentum, which is a women's legal defense and education fund. So, Lynn, let me ask you a more philosophical question. How do you bring these sort of issues out of politics? How do you make this not part of the rhetoric about the war on women? Is that possible?
I don't think that there is any issue today that can be removed from politics. We are just in that climate where no matter what it is, it's going to be political. And this is truly a shame about the Violence Against Women Act, because from its inception, we had tremendous bipartisan support. As I said, it was really conceived by then-Senator Biden. And when it was at a point where it was coming to the floor of Congress, Senator Orrin Hatch became a big supporter. Bob Dole, a name from history, was a big supporter. And we do have Republicans on this bill now. I want to make very clear that there is bipartisan support for this bill. What's happened is that none of the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee from the Republican side are supporting the bill as written. They have their own version, which would really strip out many protections for different kinds of groups, make it impossible to provide the kinds of protection that's needed, for example, for teen dating violence, which is one of the areas that we've discovered over the years as we implemented this bill and we learned what we weren't covering. We discovered that the term domestic violence really seemed and resonated in people's minds as being something that happens to married adults. We didn't get at the issue of teen dating violence. And, of course, it makes perfect sense. Someone doesn't just turn 21, get married, and decide he's going to batter his partner. These are behaviors that are learned and acted on starting from very early youth. We have tremendous research on this area now, and we really need to begin working on it with children and young people as young as possible in order to keep it from escalating into, quite frankly, murder. And one of the things that has happened since the Violence Against Women Act has been in force is that we have been able to bring down the homicide rate.
Yeah. Well, the Violence Against Women Act is now up for reauthorization. Helping to lead that push is Lynn Heck Schaffran, Senior Vice President of Legal Momentum, the Women's Legal Defense and Education Fund. She was also part of the team that helped then-Senator Joe Biden draft and pass the original bill in 1994. Lynn, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is The Takeaway. We want to hear from you about the Violence Against Women Act. Should it be reaffirmed? You can get in touch. You can give us your thoughts on that story or any other. 8778-MY-TAKE or post them to thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Dan Damon, in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.